Hey friend, welcome to the Why Didn't Anyone Tell Me podcast. I'm your host and honest mom friend, Hannah Winslow. On this podcast, we will have deep and not so deep conversations about motherhood, work, and life at home, all with a healthy dose of humor and perspective. We will laugh, we might cry, maybe just me, but most of all, I hope you feel understood and uplifted each time you listen. Welcome to the virtual happy hour for B plus moms. Cheers. Hi, friend. Welcome back to the Why Didn't Anyone Tell Me podcast. I am your host and honest mom friend, Hannah Winslow. This is episode 12. I have had this episode planned for a while because this week my baby boy turns 2. And I knew that I wanted to talk about hobbies. What does my son's birthday and hobbies have in common? Well, each year for my kid's birthday, I think about making them a cake. That's right. I just think about it. I don't really do it. I normally order a cake because I know that making a cake the way that I want to do it is really time consuming and actually more expensive than ordering one because I need to buy all the supplies and special ingredients. It took more time and more money to do it at home, so I just outsourced it. This year, I decided that I was going to actually make the darn cake. This got me thinking about hobbies because I used to bake a lot. And besides my go-to chocolate chip cookie recipe, I have pretty much abandoned all baking at this point. For this episode, I wanted to explore why didn't anyone tell me about having hobbies as a mom? Then, with this recent pandemic, we have all found ourselves inside and maybe looking for more stimulation, ways to keep occupied, how to have fun, and how to enjoy this time with our kids. This episode will kind of be centered around the theme of just enjoying your time at home. Let's get into it, but first, a word from our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by me. Well, me and Amazon. Have you ever heard of something mentioned on this show or on my Instagram and thought, I need that? Or what was that she was talking about? You can always find the answer at whydidn'tanyonetellmepodcast.com/favorites. For the best hand vac ever to our favorite toddler books, you can shop it at whydidn'tanyonetellmepodcast.com/favorites. My whole life of aggressively online shopping has prepared me for the next month of actually being banned from shopping in person. If you find yourself online shopping a bit more than you normally would right now, I am with you. If you need to find anything from the podcast, just head to whydidn'tanyonetellmepodcast.com/favorites and it will help you out. Also, I do earn a small commission when you purchase through my links, and that is at no additional cost to you. The money I make through Amazon affiliates helps keep this show afloat. So if you're looking for a way to support small businesses right now, like me, may I suggest using their affiliate links? If you are looking for more ways to stay in touch with me and this show, you can join my monthly newsletter. Name still to be determined. If you have any suggestions, feel free to send them my way. It will kind of be like a casual download of all things that I like from around the web right now, things I bought, what I watched, and what I recommend. All of this from the perspective of a B plus mom. Head on over to whydidn'tanyonetellmepodcast.com/join to sign up. The first newsletter goes out at the end of March and you don't want to miss it. All right, now on to the show. My whole life, I have been a dabbler. I love trying new things, which is a positive trait. But I struggle with consistency, which is a negative trait. I am a type B personality, I am a 7 on the Enneagram, and I am an extrovert with a sprinkle of introvert. So over my life, I have had a hobby of collecting hobbies. They have included sewing, baking, photography, writing, cake decorating, party planning, house decorating, and probably more that I'm forgetting. I have dabbled in all of these sporadically for as long as I can remember. I used to sew clothes for my American Girl dolls when I was little, and then I sewed the curtains for Clara's nursery before she was born. I made cooking videos and concoctions in my kitchen as a kid, to one time making it to round 3 of an audition for a baking reality show. When I was a kid, I won a blue ribbon for cake decorating at the state fair. And then I won a cookie decorating contest at the law firm I worked at as a young adult. I used to rearrange the furniture in my room and repaint my walls all the time as a little kid. My mom used to let me use whatever wall paint we already had in the basement and do whatever I wanted to my room. As an adult, I have been constantly dreaming up house projects that Matt and I would execute on together. When I became a mom, 99% of that came to an abrupt halt. Has anyone else experienced this? Becoming a mom, let alone a working mom, was all-consuming. For various reasons, I never really continued to pursue my creative explorations. So what exactly is a hobby? The definition I found on Wikipedia, yes, I know, a very reputable source, don't like report me to your high school English teacher. A hobby is an activity done regularly in one's leisure time for pleasure. A hobby is done for enjoyment, not professionally and not for pay. Hobbies might include collecting themed items or objects, engaging in creative and artistic pursuits, playing sports, or pursuing other amusements. I like that word. As a new mom, I didn't really see the value of a hobby. I saw it as something that took time and money, two things that I felt I didn't have enough of. So why is a hobby actually important? An article I found on workingmother.com explains the importance of a hobby. New research published in the Society for Personality and Social Psychology, that's a tongue twister, shows that valuing your time more than money is linked to greater happiness. Therefore, according to the lead researcher, Ashley Willens, when you find a way to prioritize activities that bring enjoyment, such as a hobby, you're exponentially more satisfied. I'll link this article in the show notes, so if you are interested in reading it, it is there for you. So we have established that a hobby is something that you do purely for enjoyment and not for money. That means that right now, this podcast is a hobby, but I would like it to become an income stream for me, but I haven't gotten there yet. I started this podcast with the intent of creating money, not of creating a hobby. I'm going to talk about more of this in a behind the scenes of podcasting kind of episode, and I'll talk about what my goals and intentions are for this podcast in a future episode, so stay tuned. I do think this hobby and business idea can get kind of dicey. I do not believe that all hobbies need to be monetized. Actually, therefore, that means it's no longer a hobby by definition. As soon as you monetize it, it's not a hobby anymore, because hobbies are something done not for pay. So just because you are good at something or enjoy it does not mean you have to make money doing it. I have a friend who is a seamstress, and she, not professionally, just because she enjoys it, and she made her own like nursing and pumping friendly dresses for when she had to go back to work at a law firm, because she needed to have professional attire and she could not find anything that worked for her, so she made her own. I have another friend who cross stitches and just made some really cool Chuck Taylors. Like, she, I don't know if this is the right term, but she like embroidered them by hand, and they are awesome, but she does not sell them. In fact, Miranda Anderson of the Live Free Creative podcast used to take custom sewing orders many, many years ago, and then closed that side of her business because it was not bringing her joy. She still sews custom clothes for herself and her family, but she doesn't do it for money. There is a great article on manrepeller.com about the modern trap of turning hobbies into hustles. I strongly recommend reading it. I will link it in the show notes at whydidn'tanyonetellmepodcast.com/show notes. Essentially, the article expands upon the idea that you don't have to monetize your joy. I loved when the author said, "It's okay to love a hobby the same way you'd love a pet, for its ability to enrich your life without any expectation that it will help you pay the rent." I felt like that was such a great analogy, because that's true. People have all kinds of pets just because they enjoy them. So I love how they compare that to a hobby. They also said, what if we allowed ourselves to devote our time and attention to something just because it makes us happy? Or better yet, because it enables us to truly recharge instead of carving out time into smaller and smaller pieces for someone else's benefit. A hobby doesn't create income. It doesn't make us productive. In fact, I think it is the antithesis of the modern hustle culture. It is done purely for enjoyment, no strings attached. So if you are intrigued by the idea of having a hobby, or maybe you used to have a hobby, but somehow you drifted away, let's talk about some ideas. For myself, I am going to get back into decorating cakes and exploring that a bit more. I am challenging myself to make one cake a month. I plan on following the recipes, advice, and tips from Courtney at Cake by Courtney. And I am starting this month with my son's second birthday cake. Well, it's his second birthday, but the first birthday cake I'm actually making. Just trying to make that clear. I'll post my projects on Instagram, even though chances are they won't be Instagram worthy, in air quotes. But I'm going to enjoy the process, and I want you to keep me accountable. So one cake a month, because there's probably always a reason once a month to eat cake. And even if there isn't, doesn't everybody just like to eat cake? So one cake a month for me. And in case you're feeling like you want to pick up a hobby, maybe you suddenly mysteriously have more time inside your house and you want to fill it with something, I wanted to provide some recommendations. So as I mentioned, Cake by Courtney and her Instagram and blog are fantastic free resources. Like her IGTV channel is great. And her blogs have great step-by-step recipes and processes and recommendations on supplies to have and all of that stuff. She also has an online cake decorating course, and it is about $100. Don't quote me on that. But if you want like more help, starting, you know, from basics, she does have an online course. I also wanted to mention Brit & Co. They are making all Brit & Co. online classes free through March 31st. So if you are listening to this podcast on the day it goes live, you have a couple more days to get these classes for free. And they have classes from all kinds of different illustrations to different styles of painting, like watercolor and acrylic, to photography, Instagram classes, all of that. So you just have to go to brit.co/learn and then use the code selfcare at checkout. I will link that in the show notes and include the discount code in case you forget. But it is brit.co/learn and then you use the code selfcare. And then lastly, I want to recommend Stitch People. It is a like cross stitching, I think. Yeah, it's like cross stitching. They have workbooks and patterns, and they have a blog with talking about supplies that you need and all that stuff. So if that is something that maybe you like want to just kind of sit in front of your TV and make gifts for other people or things for yourself, keepsakes, Stitch People would be a great thing to check out. If you have any suggestions on hobbies, please DM them to me on Instagram. I would love to hear about what you're doing or maybe what you've heard other people doing, and I will share it with the community because sometimes we just can't think outside our box. So you can find me on Instagram at Why Didn't Anyone Tell Me. My mom hack this week is kind of an obvious one because it is an essential part of the B Plus Mom Toolkit. And now an essential part of the social distancing quarantine toolkit. Whew, that's a tongue twister. Okay, so it's Disney Plus. This is the best $7 a month that we spend. With all of this home time, we are getting a little more screen time. A Disney Plus subscription gets you access to Disney, Disney Junior, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, and National Geographic. Clara recently fell in love with Cinderella, like the original Cinderella. I really didn't know if she would love an old-fashioned illustrated movie because she's so used to the Pixar style, but she was entranced. They have stuff for adults too. Matt loves the National Geographic shows, and I love the nostalgic films like Camp Nowhere. If you have not subscribed to Disney Plus yet, I have good news for you. During the month of March, which is almost over, I am doing a giveaway for a 1-year subscription to Disney Plus for anyone that leaves a kind review of this podcast. You can leave the review on Apple Podcasts or podchaser.com. Seriously, you can pause this episode right now, scroll to the bottom, click 5 stars, and then leave a review. Like, you need to type something out. Be sure to screenshot what you wrote before you submit it. Then you can send your review to me so I can enter you into the drawing. You just email your screenshot of your review to hello@whydidn'tanyonetellmepodcast.com, or you can post the screenshot to your Insta stories and tag me. Both will enter you in the giveaway. Also, this has nothing to do with the giveaway, but it does have to do with Disney Plus. You probably heard that Disney Plus released Frozen 2 early, and now they are releasing the brand new movie Onward on April 3rd due to the quarantine. So you can get a 7-day free trial of Disney Plus if you're interested in like checking out that new movie. I will link this all in the show notes at whydidn'tanyonetellmepodcast.com/show notes. So kind of this whole episode is indirectly about things to do at home during this quarantine. That wasn't really my initial goal or like theme, but that's kind of what it ended up being. So my favorite thing actually goes along with this, and they are these scavenger hunt packs by Molly B, B-E-E, like a bumblebee. And I found them on Instagram. And not Instagram, oh my goodness. Well, I probably did. Somebody probably recommended them on Instagram, but I bought them on Amazon. They have 2 different packs, and I bought both of them. And they are kind of for like the toddler preschool age, which is perfect for my kids. They come on kind of like a binder clip, and it's all of these circular cards. So it's all linked up so you won't lose anything. And you can just throw one in your diaper bag. There's one for like at the park, which really anytime you're like outside or on a walk, that would be perfect. And then there's one for in the house. And on these cards, it has things like things that you can find. Like I remember the one we did yesterday was like, can you find a bench? Okay, well then they find the bench. And then there's also like a little activity on the bottom to like kind of take it to the next level. Like, okay, run around that bench 3 times. And the cards are also double-sided. So there's so many ideas. And I just love this because I personally am not the kind of person or parent or mom who likes to create all of the activities. But this is easy. It's affordable and it's doable for the age range of my kids, which is like 2 and 4. I will link them in the show notes. I love them. The price point is about $12, I think, per deck. And I got them on Amazon, and I actually just double checked because I wanted to check the price. And the brand is Molly B, one word, kids. I will link them in the show notes, but so far they have been great. We just keep 1 pack at home because they have things to find at home. Like, can you find a sock? And then, you know, things like that. So I'm not saying that this is like a groundbreaking idea, but sometimes my brain just doesn't think of those things. Like I need to be prompted that like, oh, that's how my kids want to play or want to learn, or those are intriguing to them. Like that is not my background. I need a little help in that area. So I love these toddler scavenger hunt cards from Molly B Kids. They have one for at the park and at home, and they are definitely my favorite thing right now, and my kids love them too. They are the kind of thing that teaches your kid without them knowing that they're learning, which is like the best way to teach them. And I am no expert, but these are great because they have pictures on the cards. They also, I think, are great for like language development, because again, I sometimes don't think about maybe describing something in a different way, or thinking of an activity to go along with like an ordinary object like a sock. So these are great if you need a little help in that area of entertaining your kids who are on the younger side of things. So I would say probably 2 to 5-ish would be great for these cards. Again, I will link them in the show notes and you can find them on Amazon. I love them so much. All right, friend. Today we talked about all kinds of things to help you enjoy this quarantined time at home. We talked a lot about hobbies, and I told you that I'm challenging myself to make one Cake by Courtney cake a month for the rest of 2020. We talked about how amazing Disney Plus is and how you can win a free year subscription, how you can shop all the links that I talk about on the episodes, and I shared a great recommendation of an activity to do with your toddlers and preschoolers. This was a fun one, for me at least, and I hope it was for you. I can't wait to hear about all of your hobbies and pursuits, so make sure you share them with me on Instagram at Why Didn't Anyone Tell Me. Thank you so much for being here and for letting me keep you company virtually. Ironically, that is really the only way we are getting human interaction these days. I am honored to be your honest mom friend. There is no better time for this message. Mama, please remember that being B+ is A-okay. Love you. Mean it. That's it for today, friend. As always, you can find all of the details from this episode on the website at whydidn'tanyonetellmepodcast.com/show notes. I'll see you back here next week, same time, same place, for your hump day treat. P.S. If you are loving the show, please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts so that other moms who need adult conversation can find us. I may even mention you and read your review on the show. To help this podcast grow, I need your help. If the show is serving you in any way, I would be so grateful if you told your real-life mom friends or shared about the show on Instagram. Just make sure you tag me at Why Didn't Anyone Tell Me so that I can say hi to you. Let's take this mom friendship to the next level. Well, B+ moms, whether you are surviving or thriving right now, I see you. I'm proud of you. Keep doing your thing. Talk to you later.